This is Dan Ospo, the Discovery Channel team, back in the Tour de France for Stage 5, driving in a car to the finish line in Montargis. When Lance came out of the bus, he wasn't wearing yellow, and in fact, all the press that were waiting to speak with him asked him about the decision to defend the jersey, and then someone even asked him why he wasn't wearing it. And that's when Lance said that he wasn't going to wear the jersey to honor Dave's crash. The press were sort of stunned at the news and continued to ask questions about how the race would react and what his decision was, but Lance is firm on the fact that after watching the tape last night, it was just too close to call, and in fact, he thought that the team possibly would have ended up second to CSC yesterday, meaning Zabriskie would still be in yellow if he didn't go down. After making his decision on the jersey, Lance remained outside of the bus and answered questions for what seemed like 15 or 20 minutes, just answering every question from the reporters. He seemed incredibly relaxed, especially about his decision not to wear yellow. She answered all questions pertaining his comeback, the race, the future. It was amazing to see him so relaxed in the race lead, outside of the team bus. I've never seen him so relaxed, sitting there with the press answering all the questions before going off to sign in. The decision for America is going to be I think it's going to be pretty heroic in the sense that, you know, he's doing what a sportsman feels he should do and honoring, you know, another sportsman that went down in an unfortunate injury. And the fact that, you know, he decided to honor that, and, you know, I think he'd want the same thing to happen to him if the tie was turned. I know that there are many students of the game here, and the tradition, the tour is so traditional, and, you know, each stage has numerous traditions, and its finishing towns are all famous, and there are certain mountains that are just, you know, have so much more presence over others, and they're mythical in some aspects, but to not see a yellow jersey race, I think for the French is going to be really interesting to look at and probably hard to take. I mean, this is their most prized possession. It's, you know, arguably the most famous jersey in all sports. So they are very proud of this event. But I also think that there are so many people here that are proud of the traditions. And yesterday was just such a different finish and such a different ending. I mean, it was all happening in the last 2 kilometers, the last two teams to go off in the ride. You know, Lance and the team had to, and CSC was coming on, they were flying down the last backstretch there when Dave went down. So it's arguable as to what the overall decision would have been on the road, and it would have been awfully close, separated either way by a second or less than a second. So after seeing the videotape last night, which was the first time Lance and the team saw it because it kept going out, in and out on the team bus, they really realized how bad the crash was and how fast he was going and how unfortunate the timing was. But he made the decision. He's firm in it. He's confident that it's the right thing to do, and he feels that hopefully somebody would have done this for him, or if it wasn't 2 Americans and 2 French or Italians or whatever, it still would have been the right decision to be made. And he was happy to make it, and he thought that's the most honorable thing to do in sports. So for today's stage, there in fact won't be a rider wearing yellow. Of course, the team will ride as if he is in yellow and will take honor in defending Lance's lead, but there will not be a rider wearing yellow today. We'll be back in a bit to recap the stage and see if Lance's team, in fact, hold on to the old jersey that's not being worn. Talk to you then.